I am Jill Rossiter.
And you are the Vice President of the Crafters Division.
Yes, ma'am, I am. And I'm the Treasurer of the Alabama Seniors Division, too.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. So you might want to talk a little bit about the Crafters Division before you get into your hobby. And everybody, you need to get your rubber bands and your washcloths and your towels.
Right.
While she's doing that so you can make what we're going to make.
Yeah.
So, Jill, take it away.
Okay. Thank y'all so much for having me. I am the first vice president of the Crafters Division. I think sometimes we're a good kept secret. Lots of people have not discovered us as part of the divisions of the National Federation of the Blind. So I'm excited to come and share our division with you. We became a division officially in 2008. Our founder is by the name of Joyce Kane. And Joyce, a tiny bit about her is she lost her sight suddenly. She had had a heart surgery, went under to have the procedure. And when she awoke, she couldn't see anything. So at that point, you know, she had all sorts of things connected to her and couldn't speak. And she motioned for her husband when he finally got to come in to see her to bring her a piece of paper and pen or pencil. And so he brought it. You know, she was making this charades with him, I guess. And the first thing she remembered writing is, "I can't see." And for Joyce, that was pretty upsetting because, you know, her whole life, she had been an avid crafter. From the time she was a little kid, she told me she used to make small things and sell them. So she's very industrious. She always loved crafts. And that was one of the things she grieved very much so when she first lost her sight, because she thought, how am I going to do what I love? And the determination and the federation helped Joyce gain the independence and the motivation to problem solve for herself and for others how to do arts and crafts. So out of that love began our division. She and Ramona Walhoff talked with then President Maurer and got our division established. And so we are now 12 years old, and we have a little over 80 members. As a division, what we strive to do is, like the Federation, to impart the philosophy that you can live the life you want. You can do things that you want to do with the proper training and the proper skills. You can still enjoy hobbies and crafts. So, and if you've never done hobbies and crafts, you can learn them. There's no reason why not, unless, you know, there's another physical thing that would get in your way. And then still we problem solve to try to help you figure out how to get over that. So, basically what we do is we have, first of all, Monday night chats. Those are open to anybody. You don't have to be a member of our division. You don't have to even be a member of the NFB. You just like crafts, fine, you can come. It's a time for you to learn about our division. We sponsor those every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on a conference call. And I can give the number out. And then if people want it at the end again, I can give it out or I can provide it. I think Robert has it.
Yeah, we are going to have a resource guide. I mean, you can give it now if you want to, by all means. But we will be giving out a resource guide. It will be in that resource guide,
okay,
too.
Right. Okay. So anyway, quick then, 786-577-1020. And the access code is 614-370. So what we do is each Monday night, we have a topic assigned that we're going to talk about. I'll share a little bit about what we did this past month, which is Meet the Blind Month. And rather than meeting the blind, what we chose to do is meet our Federation family. As I said, some of our members are not affiliated locally and at the state level with the National Federation of the Blind. If they are a member of our division, that does make them a member of the National Federation of the Blind. but maybe they don't have that contact with other folks nationally and some of our leaders. So what we decided to do is invite some folks to come and speak. So we had Norma Crosby come on the first Monday night of the month. She shared her story about finding the Federation and how important Braille is to people. And after she finished talking, we taught a cute little project of how to use your Braille writer or your Slate and Stylus to create a Braille drawing, that of a little jack-o'-lantern. The second Monday night, we had Ron Brown, who is our second vice president at the national level. He talked about his story and how he has worked in the business enterprise program, and then also has his own business as a travel cane instructor now. And when he finished, we made a pony bead white cane using a pipe cleaner and just pony beads. And then this past Monday night, we had Lorraine Rovig, who has served. She's a sighted person, and she has served in some capacity with the Federation for over 40 years. So she got her starts being a librarian at the Iowa Commission for the Blind back years ago. At that time was outside of the National Library of Congress, was the largest Braille library in the world, and she was given the charge to help run it. So she's been around a while, and I thought it was really interesting to hear her perspective of the Federation and what she thought about it from being a sighted person. So our last Monday night, which will be this coming Monday night, we're going to have Ramona Walhoff, who is one of our founding members and longtime Federationist, is going to share. And I think you guys may have heard from Ramona. I think she was on your agenda
Gardening. Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's going to talk about, we read a book once a month, the book collection for this month was the 30th Colonel book entitled Freedom, and it's all short essays or stories from individuals, and Ramona shared hers about visiting a beautiful waterfall and her experience and the guide that worked with her and her friend to climb the falls. And so she's going to be there to answer questions about her experience with the Federation and just share with us, you know, about the book. Okay. So we do that on Monday nights. That's open to everybody. You can bring yourself, bring your friends' friends. Everybody's up. Friday nights, we have just a time of socialization, a fellowship. You can come. I think it starts at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and we just call it a craft hangout because, you know, when all this pandemic started and folks were feeling so isolated, we wanted to have a way other than Monday nights to reach out and Monday nights are a little more structured. You know, we have topics and we keep to the topic and then we kind of talk afterwards. You can just come and talk, you know, if you're needing that contact with people. So that's what we do on Friday evenings or Friday afternoons. And then the rest of the time, we offer classes. If you become a paid member of our division, you're eligible to take as many classes as you like. We teach our classes either over a conference call line or over Zoom. And what we do is we verbally describe to you how to create and make the items that we're working on. I heard Miss June talk about how she loves knitting and doing the different stitches and things like that. Knitting is a topic that we have teachers that do. And Miss June, you can come join us and teach class. Sounds like you're pretty smart. And so we're always looking for new members and new teachers. And this is all volunteer. We don't get paid to do this. We do it because we love crafts. We love sharing with people. And we want to give people you know, that encouragement that they sometimes need just to try something new or either return to a craft that they thought was no longer possible. We do crochet. We have loom knitting. We do miscellaneous craft projects, kind of like the origami stuff I'm going to teach today. We've had someone do macrame classes, beading classes. We've constructed things out of safety pins, beads, and wire, three-dimensional objects. I mean, we've had basket making classes in the past. It's just depending on who's, because it's volunteer, who is available and what they're wanting to teach. I just finished teaching a loom knit pumpkin class. So we loom knitted a pumpkin on a round loom, made the little stem and stuffed it in it. You could put a face on it for a jack-o'-lantern or leave it plain. And I left mine plain so I could have it out all fall instead of just for Halloween. So anyway, let me think. We do things that we do as a division. We try to advocate on behalf of people if they're having accessibility issues with certain websites that might have patterns that are available that they can't access. Like Lion Brand went through a time where their patterns were not as accessible. The yarn company, and we wrote to them. We're in the process of getting some things together to contact Ravelry, which is another online pattern site that has made it more difficult for people to get to their stuff. So we do try to do a little bit of advocacy work as well. We have a Christmas party, that we just get together, virtually and we have a time of sharing, and fun, during the Christmas season. And then, like I said, throughout the weeks and months, it's just depending on when the classes are set up that you meet. Most of them are done in the evening hours because of folks being, obligated to work and things like that. So, but we have some that we will do on Saturday afternoon occasionally and that sort of thing. If you think, our membership dues, if they're $20 a year, if you think, well, that's a little steep, I'm not so sure that I can even learn, let alone, pay $20 just to come see. We offer one free class to anyone who wants to take it. And then after you've had your one free class, if you think, well, I think I actually learn this way, then you can join us. If you have financial need, we do have a scholarship program that, the first year we can help sponsor you, as a member. And then, hopefully within that year's time, if we've given you, some encouragement and some classes that you enjoy, you'll find that you can save back a little money and join us. So, we do some Unwrap for convention, and we always have a craft fair at convention when we're in person, where you can actually rent a table from us and bring things that you make and sell during a national convention. So we've got lots of stuff going on, but we always got time for each other and for new folks that are coming aboard. So just know you'll be welcomed. I guess we move into working on our projects if everybody's ready. Did you want me to hold questions to the very end, Ruth?
That's what she's been doing usually. Oh, okay, let me grab her. Just a minute. Let me grab her. She's there you go, Miss Ruth.
Yeah, I don't know how I got muted, but I did. So you can do it any way you want to, but probably, we should start the craft, and then after that, maybe ask questions.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Right.
I want to start easy. We're going to start easy. I'm not going to throw you into the wild rapids early. So let's start with one single washcloth. So if you have one square washcloth, I want you to locate it. And I want you to lay it out in front of you on your work surface. If you don't have a work surface, you can use your lap, or if you're sitting on a couch, you can lay it beside you on the couch, or you can sit at the table, wherever you're at, just as long as you have a surface you can lay it upon, because it's not something you can do up in the midair. And the way that I want you to open it up, and the way that I want you to have it, the orientation of it is I want you to have it in front of you shaped as it's a diamond. You remember the baseball diamonds, you got a point at 6 o'clock, a point at 3 o'clock, at 12, and at 9. So just like you would start to run around the baseball diamond, that's how we want it to look. Okay, and if I'm moving too fast or you don't understand, please let one of us know. So I don't want to leave anybody behind. Okay, so once you have your washcloth laying out and it is in the shape of a diamond, I think probably this week you guys have heard these terms or may be familiar with them, the clock positions. And, of course, we'll use left and right and closest and farther away. Those are ways that we sort of describe things. So what I would like for you to do is the corner of the washcloth, the point that is nearest to you at 6 o'clock. I want you to take that one and lift it up and fold it so that the 6 o'clock point is now laying on top of the 12 o'clock. And when you do that, your washcloth will be folded in half, but it'll be making a triangle shape, right? Okay. So now you have a triangle with the tip of the triangle still at 12 o'clock away from you. And then the base of the triangle, you have a corner, which is, or point, which is on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side. So what I want you to do is take the corner, which is on the right-hand side, and fold it up and place that corner at the top where 12 o'clock is. So it almost looks like you've got a little wing that you're folding up and meeting with the top. And then once you've done the right-hand side, do the left-hand side the same way. And when you take it and you lay it, the corner on the left, up at 12 o'clock, you'll again have that diamond shape. So you'll have a smaller diamond that has a crevice running vertically down from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And if anybody gets lost or I need to repeat something, you let me know, okay?
So far, so good, I believe.
All right, good. Now, what I want you to do is take this shape that you've now made and just turn it over. So what I do is I take my left-hand side and pick it up and then just flip the model completely over so it's still got the crevice running vertically and everything is still at 12 o'clock, but it's just facing, the crevice is now facing down upon my surface rather than facing upwards at me. So you still have a diamond, but now on the side that is facing you or facing upwards, there's no crevice. It's still just a diamond. Okay, our next step. Up at 12 o'clock, you know, you have several layers of this fabric now. You've got two solid layers, and then underneath that, you have your layer that had the crevice in it, right? Okay. What I want you to do is to take the first two layers that are the solid layers without a crevice, and take the corners of those two and fold them down until they rest at the 6 o'clock position. So you've just kind of folded it in half. You still have a diamond shape. Half of your diamond is solid and fairly thick. And the top half of your diamond has that crevice running down vertically.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So this is the only tricky part. And then we'll be done. Okay. So at 6 o'clock where the point is, I want you to lift that point up and turn it under as if you were making a hem and a pair of pants. Just turn it under and let it lay on top of, you know, let it lay underneath your model here. Okay. So what you should have now is still a diamond shape at the top, and then the base of your 6 o'clock will have a narrow straight edge. Okay. Did I lose anybody? Because this is the trick.
Your 6 o'clock position is fairly fat as compared to your 12 o'clock position.
You got it.
Excuse me, there is someone with their hand raised. I don't know if that's because they're behind or what. I don't know if you wanted me to check.
Yeah, yes. I think we should, yes. Someone might have a question.
All right, we'll see. June, I've asked for you to unmute yourself. All right, one more time here. Well, she's. I guess I tried, but go ahead. I just thought I'd let you know. I'm sorry.
Okay,
so now your model is complete. Now, if you feel of it, let's see if you can determine what I'm telling you. We have just created a small sailboat. The part that you turned under and then the fold that is going horizontally from one corner to the other is the base of your sailboat. The crevice and the triangles that are up at the top are your sails of your sailboat.
Okay.
Now, this is a cute project. It is a flat model. You know, if you pick it up and move it, it's going to come apart, right? But a lot of people, I just was over this morning at the Nebraska convention, and I showed them this little model, and they thought it was really cute. And some great ideas they had was folding napkins on your table into the shape, because a napkin, a cloth napkin is square. And they said, or you could put a little candy bar inside where the pocket of the sailboat is and have that placed there. One thing I had read online that you could do is in the bath, if you choose to use it and you've got like a child or a grandchild that is coming to visit, you can stick a little action figure or down into the boat and have it laying on the side of the tub. And they would think that was cute and have something to play with while they're in the tub. You could always put a little small pocket in the pocket, a little small piece of a bar of soap, you know, sticking out. So it's just something neat to have laying around. You know, I don't know if you want to do it for every day just to look cute for yourself, but especially if you have guests that come over, it's just something interesting to have laying about for especially sighted folks that say, oh, well, how cute is that? So.
Well, thank you. It is a good idea. I never would have thought of it myself, I can tell you that.
Well, I wished I was the brilliant thinker, but I wasn't. I found it online.
Oh, no. Oh, well, it's well, we find a lot of things.
Exactly. So that is our easiest model. Okay, so let's move to, I would say, the next easiest model. And for this one, you need a regular size bath towel, and you need a like a hand towel, so something that's as a rectangle. If you don't have a hand towel, you could use a dish towel, you know, a drying towel from your kitchen, because we're just learning to do this. If you get ready to set them out and put them out, you know, you can always gather those later. So this one, what we're going to be making, I'll go ahead and tell you ahead of time, so you'll know, we're going to be making a swan. And again, this will be one that will just lay, out. You know, you can put it on if you have a countertop in your bathroom that's, you know, large enough, you could have it sitting there. You know, I think a lot of folks that have been on cruises or go to the nicer hotels, sometimes they have them all, you know, decorated and sitting on the bed when you come in. So I guess if you had a guest room and wanted to do that for, you know, someone who's coming to visit, then you could do that as well. But it will be one that again, just sits, flat. So, take your bath towel, the one, you know, that is a larger, and lay it out as if it is a rectangle in front of you. So the long sides will be, at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock, and the short sides of the towel will be at 9 and 3.
Okay.
You can have outstretched. You know, it could look like, you know, a very large placemat, how you would have a rectangular placemat sitting out, or a bath mat even, you know, how you would normally lay that out. Now, what I want you to do is sort of just have a spatial knowledge of where the center of the towel is. So like along the edge that is nearest to you at 6 o'clock, you don't have to fold it, but just sort of be aware where the middle is. Because what we're going to do is we're going to roll the sides towards the middle, but you're not going to, you know, roll them completely there. Okay. So don't start rolling yet, because I'm going to give you the directions about that. But just, I'd like for you to sort of have an idea where the center is. You know, sometimes if I'm working on crafts and I've got a couple of things that I'm going to, you know, just kind of need to spatially be aware of, I might set a pair of scissors there to keep my place. Or I might, you know, since we're using two towels, I might fold my hand towel and lay it just roughly where the center of the towel is. And by center, like I said, I mean the edge of the towel that is nearest to you. So the long part of the towel, the middle of it. So, so if you want to do that or place something there, just so you have an idea when you get to that point. I can wait a second for you to do that. I think that's what I'm going to do, so I don't get rolling and get too far away. Okay. Alrighty. So I got my towel kind of there. Okay. So beginning, I guess I use the right because I'm a right-handed person, but if you're left-handed, you can use the left. It doesn't really matter. But the bottom right-hand corner, or left-hand corner, if you're a left-handed person and want to go that way. But for commonality, we might want to just stick with right. Okay. So the right-hand corner, bottom right-hand corner of the towel. What I want you to do is take the corner there and begin rolling it up like you're rolling up a cinnamon roll or a cigarette, I guess. Even people don't smoke cigarettes much anymore, but you know, you're going to roll it. And then you want to keep it going in a diagonal position. So you don't want to roll it from left to right. You kind of want to roll it from that corner towards the top in a diagonal roll, if that makes sense. Have I lost anybody?
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you would have once you finished your roll is you'll have one side of the towel that is still laying flat and the other half of the towel rolled and pointing in like an angle, like a 45-degree angle, if you will. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you could also think of it for folks that have had a sight or that know what a printed letter V looks like. It would be like one leg of the V. It's pointing upwards. Okay. And once you've done the right-hand side, you're going to do the left-hand side in the exact same fashion. So you're going to start in the bottom left-hand corner, and you're going to roll diagonally until this also resembles the right-hand side. So then when you get to the actual center of the towel, where I told you to kind of meet, there will actually be a point there with the two towels meeting. And it actually will kind of, your rolls will sort of resemble a print letter V. You don't want to roll them till they meet all together, just until the tips meet there at the base of it.
Okay.
Right. So for now, let's just kind of leave that one lying where it is. We're going to move it in a minute. And I want you to locate your rectangular towel, and you can lay it upon what you've already done. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a separate surface for it, but you want it to lay the same way that your original towel did. So have it stretched out so that the long sides are at 6 o'clock and at 12, and then the short sides are at 3 and at 9. And so what you want to do now is you want to take the edge that is nearest to you at 6 o'clock, and you want to bring it up and fold it about a third of the way up. So now you still have a rectangular shape, but it is a more narrow rectangular shape. You have the 6 o'clock position, which now has a folded edge, and the 12 o'clock position still has just a flat single edge. Okay? So what I want you to do is take the edge that is at 12 o'clock and bring it down and lay it on top of the folded edge, which is at 6 o'clock now, and you've basically folded your towel into thirds, okay? You might fold it this way if you were going to put it in a narrow hoop, which might hang in the bathroom, you know, to put your hand towel on, or to hang from a towel bar to make it look neat. Okay, once you have that done, you can kind of lay it over to the side and then come back to your shape, which is laying in front of you, and it looks sort of like the V, so the large towel. So holding the towel with the two rolls, one in the left hand and one in the right, I want you to turn it over so that the rolls are laying on the surface of your working surface here, or couch, or whatever you're using. And the way that I want you to orientate it is I want you to take the point of it and have it pointing to the right. So it's almost going to look like a greater than or a less than sign. Sorry, I'm at work. My phone's ringing. Okay, Miss Johnson, I think, raised the hand. I heard it say.
I just asked her to unmute.
Okay.
This is Ida in Philadelphia.
Yes, ma'am.
I kind of got a little lost after I put the hand towel to the side and I folded it over to meet the is folded but some kind of way I'm sort of mixed up here now.
Okay. Are you working on the big towel or the little towel?
The hand towel.
Okay. The hand towel, basically all you needed to do is fold it in thirds long ways. Does that make sense?
I did.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll just lay it to the side because we're not using it quite yet, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. Now I want you just to go back to your big towel. And
okay.
Where you had it with the rolls facing up, just turn them where they're facing down, and then have the point of that shape pointing over to the right-hand side like at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I didn't
hear. Okay. Now turn the bath towel over.
Mm-hmm.
And have the point facing
mm-hmm. to the right. At 3 o'clock. Yes, ma'am. Fantastic. Because we're almost done. So what I want you to do now is you'll take your towel, which is folded into thirds, your hand towel. Just, you know, you grab it by the end where the short ends are. It doesn't matter which side. Just one of the ends there. Okay. With that in your hand, I want you to lift up the point of this big towel that we have laying down. So just, I would say the tip of the point come over about one hand's width length. So lay your hand down on it, and where your hand goes from your small finger across to where your thumb is, just kind of identify where that lands and then pick the towel up right there. So when you have it up in one hand, that point is going to be draping down like the beak of the swan. And then to make the swan, where you're holding it, you're going to take your long towel, the hand towel, and lay it up against where you're holding it, the short side of that towel, and begin wrapping it around it like you were putting a scarf around the neck of that swan. But you're going to keep rolling it until you have it completely around the neck of it.
Rolling it from the left side.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And then when you stop rolling, the little head will sit up by itself because the towel is kind of like it's steady, you know, it's its neck. And then the part that's still laying down that you made to have the little pointed wings of it, you can dip them down to form them more into like the wings of the swan. So you can take the one that's nearest to you and kind of turn it upwards. And the one that was furthest away, kind of bring it down so that it curves up like the wings of the swan. And if I need to go back over any of it, let me know. I'll be glad to and reword it if I've confused anybody.
My swan seems like it was in an accident.
The first one I ever had looked like the ugly duckling, not so much like the swan.
Just a second. We do have somebody else with their hand raised.
Okay. If you want to.
It's Miss Ruth Williams.
Okay.
I just asked her to unmute. Go ahead, Miss Ruth.
Hi, it's Miss Ruth. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes ma'am.
Hey, Jill. Jill, I'm in the crafters division too.
I know who you are.
I think this is wonderful. You explained it so well, and I think people are getting a good taste of how patient and calm you are because we panic.
Oh, good.
But you talk us through. And I tell you what, though, my swan looks a little like a hammerhead shark. I don't know what I did. It's okay. I'm keeping it. I made something. Thank you, Jill. You always do so well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think Miss Davis is... Oh, we got more now going. Uh-oh, I done messed everybody up and they got ugly ducklings.
We have Miss Mary. I asked to unmute.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
This was fun. Could you do me a favor? Can you just quickly repeat the steps, but don't exactly go through them. Just kind of quickly go over them all again.
Oh, sure. Okay.
With the rectangle towel, the short ends at six, at, uh-huh. at 9 and 3, how uh-huh. you rolled yep. in the sides so it made a V.
Yes.
Round sides going up. You turn that to, well, I guess the final thing
it
is
doesn't
turn
matter,
it
yeah.
to the right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the hand towel and you fold it into thirds.
Right.
Okay. Can you go on from there? Just quick steps.
Sure. Okay. So with the big towel, always remember your rolls need to be on the bottom though, So make Very sure good. To flip it over. Okay. And then what you want to do is, what I do is I place my hand, on the large towel so that I just have a spatial reference as to where to pick it up, you know? So if I lay my hand flat, like I'm putting my hand on the Bible, right? And the side of my hand that's nearest to the tip is where my small finger is. And then about where my thumb is where I want to pick it up. And because, I'm a right-handed person. I pick it up with my right hand and grab it right about. And then where I've got that, it's almost like I'm choking the goose. I'm choking the swan with my hand around its neck. You know? I take my short side of the towel that's folded in thirds. So you're going to take the short side of it and begin rolling that around where my hand is. So it's going to be kind of funky there. He's going to look like he's got a big, big, thick neck, like he's been working out.
Okay.
And then once you get it completely, you know, wound around the neck there, then that's where you can, you know, just kind of tuck it underneath itself, you know, where it doesn't completely unravel.
Right.
And then,
right.
And then fashion your wings, you know, into, and all this is, you know, moldable. Like, you know, if it doesn't look right, you craned over and fallen, just whip it around. You know, you can.
Right, right. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we are hearing some background.
We're taking care of that. I just wanted to make sure Miss Mary was finished with her.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
We also have Katie. Let me.
Okay.
Katie.
Katie, I'm sorry. It says Katie. Sorry, Katie. Did I just ask her to unmute?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I got it now when you went back over the steps because I didn't know what to do with the towel that was folded into thirds.
Okay. You got it now though? You're good?
I got it. You hold it and you wrap it around.
Yes. Where you got your hand. Where you ringing the chicken's neck.
Ringing the neck. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, if y'all are still up for it, I got one more to go, unless we got more questions. So let me leave nobody behind.
Can we have a time check just so we, I don't know what time.
It is 1:51.
Okay, I don't know that we have time, but you could start maybe and we'll.
Okay, you know. I'll be real quick with it. All right, so keeping with the tradition of the hand towel, take your dishcloth and fold it the exact same way. So you're going to fold it in thirds, but this time when you work with it, we're going to fold it in half. Taking the one that the short sides are going to be at 12 and 6, and the long sides at 3 and 9. So once you've got it folded in thirds, like we did before, so you are going to fold the long sides in. You'll have a real narrow rectangle, almost like looks like a flattened out cylinder in front of you. And then what I want you to do is take the 12 o'clock position and fold it down and let it rest at 6 o'clock. So this might be a way that you would fold your towels anyway when you're going to fold them and put them away, or you're going to hang them up. Okay, so that's what it's going to look like. You need 2 washcloths.
Okay.
All right. So the first washcloth, I want you to have it laying out like a diamond, like we did with our sailboat that we made. And what I want you to do is begin rolling the point at 6 o'clock. Roll it up until you get it in the center of your diamond. And then you'll repeat the same process with 12. You'll take it and roll it downward until you reach the center as well. So when you get that, you're going to have 2 rolls meeting in the middle, but you're still going to have points sticking out at 3 and at 9. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is the washcloth, or the hand towel that you have laying in front of you, nice and folded like you would hang it up somewhere. I want you to take the model that you've just made now with the 2 rolled centers and put it between the layer of the hand towel, like where you would hang the bar if you were hanging it over a towel bar. So you're going to lift it open. You're going to lay this model up under it as if it was a towel bar. Okay. So where you folded it in half, lifted up the top layer and lay this under it. So now it looks like the rolls are covered up. You don't see them, but you still have the washcloth with the points sticking out at 3 and at 9. So it kind of looks like a capital letter T as well, if that helps you.
Okay.
Okay. So we want to get one of our rubber bands and stretch it open. And at the base where the 6 o'clock position is, I want you to take your rubber band and slide it up over the ends of that like you were rolling, you know, up a paper roll. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to slide it, the rubber band singly, over the end of it and roll it all the way up until it sits right below your washcloth that's in between your layers. Okay. So it'll be right beneath where the long bar of your capital T would be. And it's around the dishcloth part, okay? And if it's still sort of loose, you can double it and go through that, take the ends through it one more time because you kind of want this part to stay, the rubber band to stay in place, okay? So I did mine twice. So I twisted my rubber band and then stuck the ends of my dish towel through it again. I want you to grab another rubber band, and the points that are sticking out at 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, I want you to lift those up like they were hands of a clock and put them both up at the 12 o'clock position. So both of these points are going to be standing straight up now, okay? And with one hand holding those together, I want you to slip the rubber band over the ends of the two points. So put them both inside of your rubber band, and then you'll need to twist it probably a time. And then you're letting that rest right on top of where your hand towel was folded. So it's all bunched up now like a circle. But what you've actually made when you get them twisted is a bunny rabbit. The two points that are sticking up now at 12 o'clock are the bunny rabbit's ears. The part that's between the two rubber bands is the bunny rabbit's face. And then the loose ends of where the hand towel or the dish towel is the bunny. It's a girl bunny. She's got a dress on.
And you fit that in perfectly because it's 1:58 Eastern time.
One last thing. Your other washcloth, lay it out flat as a square and roll it up into a long cylinder. Okay.
Oh, that'll be the tail, I bet.
No, it's her arms. Oh. It's her arms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so find the center once you've rolled it. The first rubber band that you put on, take it and stick that roll in between it and then bring the ends around to the front of her. So you'll stick the roll behind her into that little, I just lift up one of the loops that's there. Bring the rolls to the front and let them meet together. And those are her little hands like she's praying. And then wrap a rubber band around those two little hands in the front and you are done. And she is adorable. And the neat thing about her too is you can take her and open up her skirt and stick her on top of a bottle of dish liquid, and you've got a perfect gift for somebody, and that way she'll stand up.
Well, Jill, we really appreciate your coming into our retreat and putting a new twist on crafts. We've had people talk about, hey, their crafts, their hobbies, actually hobbies,
mm-hmm.
and different
right.
things that people did. So today we focused on crafts, and people will be able to see that they could use their hands to create their own craft.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we do appreciate very much your sharing this with us, and some of us are going to have to try a little harder because mine look kind of like sad bunny here, but I get the concept. I understand the concept, so I just have to work better at my wrapping,
yeah.
but but I've got time to practice.
There you go. You got time to practice. You're going to get the directions. I gave those to Robert. And one quick thing is when I do give this out to somebody, I'll take curling ribbon or just little skinny gross grain ribbon and tie it around the rubber band so they're hidden mm-hmm. and make like little bows so she's decorated up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing you can do.
All right. Well, we do appreciate your joining with us today.
I loved it.
Thank
I hope
you so much.
And as much as I did.
We'll share the information that Jill has, not only about the Crafters Division, but I think Robert does have the directions for these hobbies, these things that we just made today. So it'll be in writing in the resource guide. If you want to try it again, you'll be able to do that.